The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Moran Asadi. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Good to see you.
And he is the CEO of National Life Group. But this is a very different company. I know, founded in 1848. Tell me what the company is to you.
Well, this company has been part of my life for the past 12 years. It is a mission-driven and purposeful company, which obviously has been around for 167 years. And it's taking care of Middle America, the most underserved segment of the market. And of course, we support the affluent market and the business owners market as well.
And so we're here in Vermont and at the headquarters. It's a very different company. I stayed over in the guest house, and I have to tell you, this morning I was served pancakes by Amy, and I asked her. She didn't know who I was. I was wearing a sweatshirt, and I said, well, tell me about the company. She goes, it's an amazing company, best I've ever worked for. And then I said, how about the leadership? She goes, the CEO is perfect. I've never heard those words in interviewing over 500 CEOs, perfect. Now, I know you're a humble man, but there are certain things that are happening. What is your whole philosophy on running this company?
Well, my philosophy is that people and talent is the most important asset we have in the organization. And I appreciate what Amy said. I think what Amy is describing is the fact that we are very deliberate in communicating what we are all about, who we have been, where we want to go, and how we are going to achieve our goals and objectives. Communication is talked about quite a bit, Robert, but it all shows up in execution. And are you communicating in transparent ways and in authentic ways?
So when you're talking about transparency, we're looking around here. This is, everything is glass. It wasn't like this when you first came here.
Yeah.
Everything is grass. It's like a Google type, you know, atmosphere here where it's total transparency, total open.
Yeah, well, part of the people strategy at this company, it comes down to teamwork and getting to know each other very well. Because when people get to know each other, I think not only they help each other and learn from each other, they become transparent, right? Less politics, more about why we do, what are we all about, and how we can accomplish our goals collectively.
And that's why your old office, which I saw, what did you call that?
I refer to it as a museum, right? Because there are paintings and portraits of prior executives of the company, some living, some not, and we are proud of our past. But today, National Life Group is a progressive mutual. We love and we are proud of our mutual structure. It gives us the opportunity to focus on our clients, the most important, perhaps, people as far as the company is concerned, because we are here to serve them, and on our associates, right? So by being up here, being in the middle of the action, we have an opportunity to work together and communicate together as to what is critical to the future of the organization, and they keep me in check, believe it or not.
And that's why all these glass doors are good. Everyone's
Absolutely.
Always looking in.
Absolutely. I'm accountable to my teammates here, and it's real, because we are touching each other in terms of communication and interactions all day long.
And you have unique ways of communicating. You were telling me, like in the gym, describe how you as CEO communicate with people.
Well, and that's what I meant when I was talking about communication, that it doesn't happen in meeting with 600 people. It happens in various ways. So part of my routine is I show up in the gym 5:30, 5:45 in the morning, and there are a bunch of people who work out in the company gym, and we have an opportunity to interact with each other about life in general, what's happening with them, what's happening with me, and what's happening with our business, right? It's quite unique when you are in a gym, in your gym clothes, and you're having a conversation about what's happening with our business. So by the time I actually get to my office up here, I probably have touched about a dozen people and have responded to a dozen people in terms of what is on their mind, what's working, what is not working, how can we get better, right? And get feedback and provide feedback and coach each other, right? It's a two-way street.
It's all about, you've used the word when we spoke earlier, authenticity.
It is. You know, people underwrite each other all day long. That's the way it works, mm-hmm. right? The question is, are you showing up in authentic ways in interacting with your teammates, and when they're asking you questions, are you being blunt and to the point, and you're showing up in real ways?
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Moran Asadi, who is the CEO of National Life Group, and we're talking about unique ways of building what I would define as a very exciting, authentic type culture. So you've also told me that you'll actually introduce people to each other. Describe the whole philosophy of what you're doing there.
Right. So although we are not a company of 100,000 people, people who work in different departments often don't have an opportunity to get to know each other. If you are creating a culture of oneness, a progressive culture.
A culture of oneness. What exactly does that mean?
Well, as a company, we need to align our resources towards achieving our goals and our objectives, and getting that alignment, clarity in terms of how we are going to achieve and execute our goals and strategies is absolutely paramount. And one of the ways of accomplishing that is making sure people know the kind of a talent and knowledge that exists in their organization. So they're not alone in solving problems. They can reach out across departments, and they can solicit advice and input and expertise to achieve their goals and objectives. Sort of creates a different dynamics from my point of view. So when we were talking about our company gym, many times I've had the opportunity of introducing new associates to existing associates, or new associates to new associates. And the power of that, Robert, is I'm so proud to introduce people to each other, because we are retaining the best and brightest this company has ever had, and also recruiting from major players in financial services to this organization because of the culture we have built. And to see the relationships blossom between my associates, and by the way, those relationships do show up actually at the bottom line, because people start helping each other and interacting with each other, is one of the keys to success at National Life Group.
So culture is really one of the core, most fundamental elements of success in growing a business to you. That's your core belief.
Absolutely, positively. To me, that's the differentiator. There is no question about it. There is nothing soft about culture, right? Culture is what gives spirit and personality to an organization. When you talk about mission-driven companies, how can you be mission-driven if you don't have the right culture combined with the right skill sets, proper expectations, and alignment of achieving significant goals together?
When you look at your dashboard as CEO, what are the most important things you have to accomplish?
On top of the list, from my point of view, is talent. Bar none. Because when it comes to profitability of our organization and top line growth of organization, all of that gets fueled with proper people in proper seats, right competencies in the right seats, from my point of view.
How do you know that you have the right people?
Well, first of all, you start with what sort of competencies you need in every seat.
Mm-hmm. And right? Who thinks? Is that you? Is that HR? Is everyone?
Well, actually, we don't have HR at National Life Group.
Wow, so we really are a flat organization.
People department. We have people department.
People department.
People
okay.
department, right? It is a department that's built for people to serve our people, the most important assets of the organization. So we start with the profile and competencies of what we need, and then we go for the culture fit. Because we are a team-oriented organization. This company is not about superstars. This company is about people with the right competencies, people who are creative, innovative, and people who really enjoy being part of a community and being part of a success story, right? It's a team-oriented company.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back,
there's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Mehran Asadi, who is the CEO of National Life Group. And we've talked about an amazing culture, but now I also know you're very socially oriented in terms of the community and what you're trying to do. I know there's even a recent book out in what you're doing. Talk about the higher purpose of National Life.
From my point of view, that higher purpose, Robert, comes in many forms. One of them is tied to our obligation to our clients, right? At National Life Group, our vision is to bring peace of mind to everyone we touch. And our mission is about fulfilling those promises, keeping our promises. Our values at the company are to do good, be good, and to make good.
Do good, be good, make good. It seems so simple, but I think it's probably pretty powerful. It's not easy to implement.
Yes, you know, simple is hard.
Simple is hard.
And when we talk about our values, we used to have a value statement which was 2 pages long, and there were some magnificent words and intentions there, but nobody could remember them. Beauty of do good, be good, make good is that it talks about our intentions, our actions, and the outcome. We believe our business and our industry does a lot of good for the people that we serve. I believe we are a bunch of do-gooders, right? Because the purpose we serve is absolutely honorable. So doing good is part of the makeup of this company when it comes to our clients, when it comes to the communities that we are part of,
and the people that we serve. You have a lot of specific, tell me about a specific cause you work with, be it in the foundation or something.
Obviously, we have National Life Group Foundation, and that foundation is involved in doing a lot of good in different communities, when it comes to food banks in different communities, when it comes to outreach type of programs for youth, and also we have a program that we are very, very proud of called Life Changer of the Year, which is about honoring educators who are impacting the lives of youth in America in meaningful ways. And what is special about the program, Robert, is that this is not just about teachers. It is about educators collectively. So first Life Changer of the Year, which was about 5 years ago, was a gentleman who was a custodian at a Texas high school. And this man had to influence so many lives in very meaningful ways, and it was our honor and privilege to thank him properly in front of 500 people. And beauty of that story, and this is an amazing story, is that that individual today actually does speeches about how you can impact lives in meaningful ways and how important it is to contribute to the community that we are part of.
It's very, very exciting, inspirational. You're creating a leverage model. Let's shift over to your customers. You've 829,000 customers.
Yes.
What is your philosophy? And I know you are known for having this exceptional customer experience. Talk about your philosophy.
Our philosophy is that our customers have choices, and we have to earn their business every single day. Customer experience, Robert, is an absolute differentiator in any industry, right? Because our clients have choices. As a matter of fact, our clients have many choices. And in my opinion, there is a sea of sameness that's happening in corporate America, that that the way we sort of distinguish ourselves from our competition is through that customer experience. And that customer experience needs to be positive and repeatable every single time.
Is there anything you would never capitulate on in the customer experience, that you need to do it that way? It's the core fundamental to you.
From my point of view, making sure that customers understand what purpose we serve for them, and the fact that we are unique as our organization in terms of putting focuses and emphasis around why we are in this business versus what we do and how we do it is a differentiator. You know, as a company, we have two types of customers. We have a selling customer, our representatives, our agents and producers, and our buying customers, the clients that we serve. And from my point of view, providing proactively information to them that is relevant to that peace of mind is absolutely critical and a differentiator.
Are there any unique practices that you have in terms of the customer experience, reaching out to your agents?
Absolutely. We refer to it as outbound calls. We call our agents and we ask them, what can we help you with today?
This is your whole servant leadership philosophy, right?
It absolutely is. We believe serving others is a privilege. It's not a right. Just like being a CEO of a company, it is a privilege, right? You're not born to be a CEO. You are fortunate to have an opportunity of being in a position of leadership as a head coach. And you got to earn that right every single day. So when it comes to our selling customers and our buying customers, our philosophy is the same. We want to earn that business every time we touch our clients. As a matter of fact, I use this mantra of, if you don't love your customers, somebody else will.
Oh, there you go.
Right? If you don't love your producers, somebody would. By the way, Robert, we are not bashful about using the L word in this company. Love. You gotta love your clients, you gotta love what you do, and you gotta appreciate each other as well.
That's great. Using the love word is that's a differentiator. Very few CEOs are willing to stand up and use that love word.
Absolutely. And by the way, love stands for living our values every day.
Very good. First time I've heard that.
Yep. So we're serious about this.
Yeah.
We're serious about it.
So like you said, and everyone listening in, simple is hard. Love your customers, love your employees, and this creates this unique type of culture.
In authentic ways.
Yes, in authentic ways, touche. So I want to end, we have a little over a minute left, and ask you about, you came to America 18 years old. Just give me a snapshot, what did you learn?
I came to a very unique country. We really got to appreciate the opportunities that exist right in front of us. And within 18 hours of being here, I was already working, I was involved, going to school, working and learning, and becoming part of the community that I was I lived in, basically. So it was a very unique experience. And I really haven't stopped working since I landed here when I was actually 17 years old.
Anything you learned from your parents that inspired you?
Absolutely. Something that they don't teach in business schools. Respect all.
Respect all. I've actually seen that on your hands. Respect
That's
all.
That's right. That's right. So it's a differentiator, right? I watched my father. I watched my mother. And they respect every person they came in touch with in very authentic ways. And that's where you learn your values as a human being.
And there we have it. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bill George. How are you, Bill?
Robert, good to be with you.
And Bill has an interesting background because there are really three disciplines. First, he was the CEO of Medtronic, Fortune 500 company. Then he was the author of four best-selling books on leadership. And now he is currently a professor at Harvard. So let's start off and talk about Medtronic. Being a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, talk about what that experience was like and what were the key lessons you learned.
I went to Medtronic because of the mission. It was a mid-sized company at the time, less than $1 billion in sales, $1 billion market cap. But Earl Bakken, the founder, inspired me with the mission of restoring people to full life and health. And I would say the thing I'm proudest of my time at Medtronic is when I went there, we were restoring 300,000 people a year to full life and health. And by the time I left, that number was 6 million, and today it's about 15. We did that through very innovative technologies that helped extend people's lives, restore them to full health. And that was the mission. It was what everyone got impassioned about. And the company has grown from when I went there around 4,000 people to today it has 85,000 people. That passion is extended throughout the company. And so it's a mission-driven, value-centered company. And that's what really appealed to me. And I felt I was not the founder. I'm not a doctor. My job is to pull people together to further that mission and take it to the next level.
And in doing so, as CEO, what was really your most important responsibility? Where you'd wake up in the morning and you'd say, here's what I have to focus on.
To get the strategy right and to get the right players on the field that could carry it out. So the strategy was to broaden Medtronic from a pacemaker company, which is what it was when I went there, to one that could have a full range of medical technology, compete with people like Johnson & Johnson, and help people in all disease states. And that took a lot of acquisitions, took a lot of internal development, a lot of innovation, a huge number of risks. A lot of things we tried failed. But then we had to get the right people in the right jobs. For instance, I had a vice chairman I teamed up with, Dr. Glenn Nelson, who was a medical doctor. And his office is next to mine. I could walk next door to his office anytime and ask him a really stupid question about how does the body work in this way. As we had to try to decide where are we going to put our efforts, what diseases are we going to try to address, and where can we maximize our efforts.
So you talked about strategy. One thing I noticed from all your writing through the year is an ability to have really lucid thinking, mm-hmm. to see systemically to the core of an issue. What advice can you give to people on how they can see clearly of what the core issue is and what types of solutions and strategies are requisite?
Well, you have to begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. In other words, you have to know where is it you want to go. I encountered a patient very early on. We bring patients in for a holiday party. His name is T.J. Flack, 18-year-old boy. He had cerebral palsy from birth. We had restored his life. And I kept his picture on my desk, so I never forget about it. That's what we were trying to do for millions of people. And every time discussion went off about security analysts want to do this, we're going to do this, we had to stay focused on what was really important. So get the strategy, let it evolve. It had to evolve over time, but stay focused on the end in mind. What is the big goal here? And never lose sight of that. There's so many forces, Robert, that pull you off track today. There's so much pressure for short-term earnings. There's so many regulators out there criticizing you, governments. You just can't get pulled off track by those things. And you have to keep your team on board. You have all these talented people around you. But my job as a CEO was not to be the talent. It was to bring the talent together, but keep them focused on that end objective. And when you're talking about staying focused, you've written some of the books, True North, and you have a recent book called Discover Your True North. Talk about what the concept of True North really means.
Your True North can be thought of as your inner compass, your most deeply held beliefs, your values, and the principles you lead by. Most of us know what that is. The problem is we get seduced. We get pulled off track by the great seductors of money, fame, and power. Mm-hmm. And if we let that happen, we could get all way off track of our true north. And that happened to me earlier in my career, and I had to get back on track. So I tried to keep other leaders stay focused on that, because the failures I've seen is not because people lack the IQ to do the job, not even because they lack the inherent leadership qualities. It's they got pulled off track for the wrong reason.
And the relationship between values, companies create values, vision, mission, and what do you do if the values maybe aren't wrong or right, but they're different from your true north? How do you deal with that, and how do you deal with that if you have a lot of people in the organization who have different sets of true north?
Well, it's crucial that everyone in the organization agree to a core set of values, starting with integrity,
mm-hmm.
and that they feel an alignment between their values and the company's values.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons I joined Medtronic. I felt that alignment. And so we had some people, frankly, I had to let go who weren't on board with that. To them, it was all about the numbers, all about making a lot of money, and they had to disappear because they weren't on board, because that can be like a toxin. That's like a tumor in the system. It can spread. So unless you get that right, and I don't care how good a performer someone is, but it's really tough when you're going into countries where this is the norm. Like when I first went into China, and the doctors would say, you know, I only make $500 a year. You need to help me out. I said, well, we're actually not going to do that. We'll help you with great product. We'll give you great service, but we're actually not going to help you out financially. But you have to draw that line. Once you cross that line, then you start corruption throughout the firm. You can't have one set of values in China or in India, different set of values in the United States.
Fascinating point. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bill George, who was the longtime CEO of Medtronic, the best-selling author of four books, True North, currently Discover Your True North, and also a professor at Harvard University, and a great thought leader in leadership area. So let's talk about, if someone is taking that journey, what is really the journey to leadership about?
It all starts with knowing who you are, and that comes out of your life story, and accepting that. Can I accept the fact that I grew up in a poor environment, or I'm not the majority race, or I'm a different gender? Can I accept who I am? Am I good in my skin? And all of us go through very difficult times in our life, crucibles is what we call them, and if I can see that there's a growth in that crucible, I'm not angry about it, I can grow from that experience, and that can make me a better person and a better leader. And it all starts there. And until you get that right, it's very hard to be a really good leader, because you have trouble admitting your mistakes. You have trouble being vulnerable. You feel you have to act like the king or the queen and be invulnerable in front of people.
And I know you've spoken and written about with Howard Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about fascinating insight on how that ties into Howard Schultz and his true leadership concept.
Howard is a guy who's built Starbucks around principles he learned as a poor kid growing up in the Bayview housing projects, where he saw his father lose 30 jobs, 30 rotten jobs, as he said. He said, I want to build a company where everyone's proud to work here. And so my baristas really like the customers, and the customers want to come in because they're treated so well. But Howard is very, very big on diversity. Everyone is welcome at Starbucks. It doesn't matter what differences you have. In fact, we want to celebrate diversity at a Starbucks. But he's also taken on really tough issues. He took on issues of same-sex. He's taken on issues of health care. Most recently, he tried to take on the issue of race relations. And in that case, he went too far too fast. And he was so passionate about it, about let's talk about these issues between the races, that he implemented too fast. He got a lot of pushback. It didn't work well. And he had to admit he was wrong. But Howard's the kind of guy who can admit he's wrong. But he said, you know, it doesn't mean we don't need to talk. I talked to him the other day. It doesn't mean we don't need to talk about the issue.
It's just that we didn't do it well. So he will admit his mistakes, be vulnerable, and then move forward. And that's what I admire about Howard. He's a very real guy. He's about as authentic as they come.
Yeah. Any specific story that he ever told you that sticks out in your mind other than how he built those passions?
Well, clearly his experiences growing up were really tough. Like, he was dating a girl in Long Island, and he went to her house to pick her up, and his father asked him, well, where do you come from, son? And he said, Bayview Housing Project. He said, that's the last time I ever heard of the girl. And so he is sensitive to different socioeconomic brackets, so he's trying to raise and elevate the compensation of the people that work there. He gives everyone stock. And so I think all these things are integrated whole for him of how he sees the concept of what a corporation should be, and he wants to build that model corporation that others can emulate.
And there we have it for the first part of the interview. We're about to take a commercial break. We're with Bill George, back in a few.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bill George, who was the former CEO of Medtronic, who is the best-selling author of four books, including, I'm looking at right now with Bill, Discover Your True North, and that's, I think, your third book on the True North, and also a professor at Harvard University. I want to ask you, you talked about, and with Howard Schultz, how people are born and you have to accept and be authentic with who you are and be proud of that and be comfortable in your own skin. What are the steps to the second phase, which is really developing your leadership?
It starts with self-awareness, knowing who you are every day. And so in addition to your life story and processing your crucible, I think you need some form of introspective practice. It may sound odd to you, but in this busy 24/7 world, we need to pull back into ourselves and reflect. Am I letting the immediate take precedence over the important? Am I staying focused? I happen to be a meditator, so out of my meditation comes great focus on what's important. Other people like to take a jog, or they like to go for a long walk, or pray, or keep a journal. But it's staying that focus on what is it, who am I, and am I being myself today? Then the other thing is getting honest feedback. Best device we have created in recent years is 360 feedback. You don't just get good feedback from your bosses. In fact, a lot of times it's not very honest. You get really honest feedback from your subordinates and your peers, particularly when it's done anonymously. I think it's key to have a group of truth tellers in your life. I've had people come to my office and say, Bill, you think you had a good meeting, don't you? I said, yeah, it was great. Everyone agreed. He said, no, they didn't. They just raised their hand because they're sitting back in their office. They're so angry at you because they knew where you're going. You just rolled over them. So you need to have those people who will confront you and not just be sycophants to tell you how great you are, but tell you when you're going off track. And those are the best people you have in your life.
And you've stories about people like Warren Buffett. Talk about that.
Well, Warren Buffett is an amazing person. He actually started out on a rough path. He was a stockbroker, and he hated it. He hated getting commissions for churning people's accounts. So he went out and formed his own law firm in Omaha, dropped out of that, has been most successful investor of all time. But, he's always true to his values, still lives in the same house he's lived in for 40 years. I had dinner with him recently, and I asked him about David Sokol, that he had to fire for insider trading. And I said, Warren, you tend to trust people, and this guy really lets you down. I said, how do you feel about that? Because you were looking at Sokol for big things. And he said, Bill, he said, just because Sokol betrayed my trust doesn't mean I shouldn't trust other people. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing.
What a great statement. So now that you have your true north and you've developed it, how do you really connect that with the world?
Well, you go into the world, you have to learn from all your experiences, and you have to get roughed up. You have to fail, get knocked down, pick yourself up. So part of that connection is taking risks. great leaders today have to take risks. They have to accept that a lot of times they're going down the wrong path, and they have to reassess. And I think in connecting with the world, you become very real in doing that, because you can acknowledge your failures, be vulnerable, be open, be real. But then in addition to that, your job is to get everyone in the right position on the field. So if you're the leader, you've got to find people that can do the job and rely on them.
Let's talk about another side of it, which is directors. So you are on three of the most prominent boards in the world: Exxon, Mayo Clinic, and Goldman Sachs. What have you recognized are the most important practices in effective governance? So we have a lot of CEOs listening, and they'd want to hear from this, and not everyone is privy to those types of boards.
We're in a rules-based era where we keep thinking up new rules, whether it's Sarbanes-Oxley or Dodd-Frank. It's not just about the rules. As a director, you need to keep the organization true to its values. And when you're being challenged, you need to make an objective assessment. We went through a rough patch at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, along with J.P. Morgan, navigated the financial crisis better than any firm in the world. But coming out of that, we bounced back with huge earnings. We started getting criticized. We started being challenged. And so, to the firm's credit, we did a top-to-bottom analysis, and I headed up the board committee that oversaw that, to analyze every one of the firm's practices and say, are we moving away from our number one goal, which is to put the customer's interest first? And we learned that the perception of many customers we were, and we had to go back and do a whole series of steps to ensure that every one of our 37,000 people was always putting the customer's interest first. That's a big job. The board's job is not to do that. It's to oversee it. But if you see it going off track, no matter how good the earnings are, then you need to step up to that as a board member.
And so you're talking about really knowing the right thing, doing the right thing, taking the correct role to do that. How about you personally? Challenges that you've had in your life. What was the biggest challenge that you faced in your life? How did you respond to it, and what did you learn from that?
My biggest challenge early on was desperately wanting to be a leader and running for office in high school and college and losing 7 elections in a row.
7?
Yes.
You sound like Lincoln.
1 through 7. And a group of seniors at Georgia Tech pulled me aside and said, Bill, no one's ever going to be let work with you, much less be led by you, because you're so moving so fast, you don't take time for other people.
And that's because your brain is moving quickly.
And my activity
and
level.
Where
and
you're
it
at.
Looked to others like I'm building a resume. Yeah. And they were right. And I had to do a whole reassessment for about a year, came back, and was fortunate. But, you know, I almost repeated that same thing in my latter Honeywell years. I'd been president of Honeywell Europe, my 30s, came back, was made executive vice president, headed up 3 different sets of business. I kept getting these turnarounds. And I solved one, then I solved the second set. These are like 9 businesses at a time, so it took, you know, a number of years. Finally got the third set. One day, I'm driving home, and meanwhile, I'm one of 2 people, probably the heir apparent, to be the next CEO of Honeywell. My wife's got a good job, 2 wonderful kids, nice friends. And I look at myself in the mirror, see that flash in the mirror. What I saw was a miserable person, me, because I was losing. I was losing sight. I didn't use the term true north. I was losing sight of who I was. I wanted to be that value-centered leader that could inspire other people to do the right thing. I was running for CEO, and I wanted that big brass ring. My father wanted me to be CEO of a big company, and I didn't even subliminally, I'd taken on his goal, and boy, it had to be that big company. And Medtronic was a mid-sized company, and so I had to face myself. My wife helped me a lot. She'd seen all these things, all my blind spots. So that's when I went from running a very big business at Honeywell to going to a much smaller one at Medtronic. Now Medtronic's grown up to be far bigger than Honeywell, but it was the best thing I ever did.
It's a great message about recognizing your patterns and moving forward. Huge question. Simply, what would your advice be to the top 10,000 CEOs in America?
To understand their true north, to stay on track, and to work with everyone to let people be real inside their organizations by being real themselves and then opening up opportunities for people, the new generation leaders.
Great having you on the CEO show, Bill.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.